Bible, and that word is to bless. What does it mean to bless something or someone? When I was a new Christian, I used to play, Lord, bless this person or bless that person. Bless this situation and bless that situation. It was a lot of asking God for favors and provisions for different circumstances that we were praying for, with a liberal use of the word bless. It is justified in Scripture. For example, Psalm 67, verse 1 says, May God be gracious to us and bless us to make his face shine on us. The blessing has a real us focus. From Numbers chapter 6, Moses writes, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The word bless has an us focus to it. Then I attended a prayer meeting when someone stood up and prayed, Lord, we bless you. Whoa, I thought, this is different. A sinful person blessing God, how can that be? What can we do for God that he can't do for himself? So I had to investigate it. Is it a biblical idea for us to bless a God? Do we have some biblical examples of people blessing God? Yes, we do. From Psalm 134, verses 1 to 2, it says, Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. Psalm 135, verses 19 and 20 adds, O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Here's just a couple of sayings about blessings. Number one, when trouble robs you of your sleep, remember God's blessings. Number two, count your blessings, not your troubles. And number three, when I count my blessings, I should count them twice. The word bless is one of those words that translators have to make a judgment call as to how they will use the word. For example, the word bless is often translated praise, depending on the context of the word. For example, the psalmist writes, I will bless the Lord at all times. That can be translated, I will praise the Lord at all times. The word bless and praise are interchangeable. The word translated bless in the Old Testament means to kneel, indicating the idea of honoring the Lord. We do not add anything to him when we bless him, yet we worship him as our appropriate response to his greatness and his love for us. But does God desire for us to bless him? According to the scripture, he certainly does. From the earliest biblical accounts, God called people to honor him through acts of worship. The law of Moses instructed people to worship and bless the Lord. The Psalms are filled with commands to bless the Lord. What does it mean that we can bless the Lord, that we can bless God? God is perfect. How can we bless him? To bless the Lord is done out of understanding that he alone is genuinely deserving of worship as Creator and Lord. To bless the Lord means to praise, exalt, and worship the Lord. Therefore, to bless the Lord means to praise him, exalt him, and worship him. We offer him our praise and blessings because he deserves them. Unlike God's blessings upon us, which are wholly undeserved, and by his mercy and grace, our blessing God is done out of an understanding that he is the true, praiseworthy Creator and our Heavenly Father. In conclusion, how do we bless the Lord? I want to suggest a few ways that we can bless the Lord. Number one, when we worship the Lord, we bless the Lord. In John chapter 4, Jesus said, A time is coming and now is, when the true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. We bless the Lord when we worship in spirit and in truth. Secondly, when we are obedient to the Lord's leading, we bless him. Micah says, I desire obedience and not sacrifice. When we are obedient to the Lord's leading, we demonstrate that we trust him and that we bless him. Let's pray. Father, we do bless you today. It's a mystery in a way that how we as sinful human beings can bless you, but you tell us to bless you, and so we bless you today, Lord. We thank you for your love for us. We worship you, we praise you, and we lay our lives at your feet. In Jesus' name.